You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and Jason Beck is on the line with us. We're going to talk about a Tigers team that, Beck, I mean, this is the definition of up and down. In their last 12 games, Tigers have lost 3, won 3, lost 3, won 3. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's win-loss. But whatever the case, very inconsistent team. They started out the season 11-2. They've gone 15-18 since. What is your sense of what the real Tigers team is, and what is the key to finding a more consistent bunch?
I think one of the keys is the starting pitching. If you look, I mean, the guys that they've had, the guys that you've been some of the guys they were counting on at the front, you know, David Price and Anibal Sanchez included, they've had their hiccups here where, you know, they're either really good or they're getting knocked out pretty early, or they have a stretch where they go from just dominating to, you know, one next inning, they're getting shelled. You know, David Price has had that, although he's had that off and on all season. Anibal Sanchez certainly has had that. We've talked before about his growing problems with the home run ball, which came back to bite him against Houston. You know, Shane Green had an outing like that Monday in Oakland. Alfredo Simon has been a little bit up and down. Really, I mean, it's scary to think that for a good long stretch there, their most consistent starter was Kyle Lobstein. He's now on the DL, and we're talking about having to replace Kyle Lobstein in the Tigers' rotation, and it being a significant challenge for them.
It is, and we'll get a glimpse of another round of Buck Farmer in place of Kyle Lobstein. But yeah, and a lot of this points to, you know, they felt that Verlander absence, and again, you don't know what you're going to get from Verlander this season, even if he had been healthy, but. Certainly, you'd feel a lot better about things if you had a healthy Verlander in there. What's the latest on his progression?
Well, he's throwing a simulated game Tuesday in Oakland. If that goes well, then they have to figure out a next step. Every expectation is that he's going to have to make a minor league rehab start somewhere, at least one start, maybe even more than that, given the fact that he's basically been shut down from game action for about 2 months. I know Verlander himself has said in the past that if he's ready to pitch in a minor league game, he should be ready to pitch in a major league game. But I think when you're talking about this much time out, he's probably going to have to do it. And then from there, I think if assuming he comes through that okay, and if the arm responds well, and if the endurance is there, should be able to project a return for him, you know, really to mid-June, I would think.
Well, that's better than nothing, but it's certainly they would like to have him back sooner than that, obviously, when this first spring up in spring training. In the meantime, they really need Anibal Sanchez to step up, and you mentioned the issues there, and the big issue being 11 home runs already this season. How big of a concern is that right now?
It's becoming a growing concern. Even Brad Ausmus, who downplayed it for the longest time and who brushed off the spring training totals, the 7 home runs in spring training is kind of an anomaly for somebody who's working on pitches. Even he's clearly concerned now, and they're going to try to figure out what it is. If you look at the numbers, you know, the changeup has just become a way more hittable pitch for whatever reason. I know somebody told me that the impression they're getting is that hitters are laying off the fastball now and waiting on the changeup. And the numbers against it are just, I mean, they're scary how different they are. I think, you know, last year, now granted, it was a partial season for him last year, but I think it was like, you know, batting average off changeups, according to stats, was in like the 250s or something like that, and not much of a slugging percentage. And now I think the slugging percentage is, before last start, it was around close to 500, I think. And the batting average, I think, was 300 or maybe a little bit more than that, you know, when they put it in play. And that's a hard way for Anibal Sanchez to make a living and then get through an outing and try to get quality starts that way. If he doesn't have the off-speed pitch, he's basically having to survive on fastballs and cutters and splitters. And, you know, eventually, you know, that speed similarity just catches up with you. So Jeff Jones is pretty well known for being able to work with guys on mechanics and pitches. You know, assuming it's a mechanical thing, I assume they'll be able to fix it in due time. It doesn't sound like he's sipping his pitches, but it's hard to tell these days because so many people are hesitant to say anything about stuff like that anymore.
Well, the rotation has had its inconsistencies, as you mentioned, back in the bullpen's probably been way better than people would have expected, I think. But what's also holding this team back is the offense. It's just been up and down. I mean, we know it's capable of some big innings and some big nights. But they've also had a lot of nights with the two-run or less terrain. Is a lot of that, I mean, losing Victor's bat from the middle of the order is bound to catch up with you at some point. Is that a big factor in all of this?
I think that is. I think it's taken some of the depth out of this lineup where, you know, and no offense to what, you know, they've tried to do filling in, because I do think Rajay Davis is, you know, is a good hitter in his own right who deserved more playing time. But, I mean, it's a different type of player than Victor Martinez. And Tyler Collins, for what he brings with a left-handed bat, is still Tyler Collins. You know, none of these guys are Victor Martinez. None of these guys have a track record. None of these guys have the ability to relax in clutch situations and deliver big hits. Even if he was scuffling along here, they were still that wherewithal, that presence that Victor brought. And you take that out of the lineup, that's hard to duplicate. You know, even with some of the guys they've been able to move up, I think it's a type of absence that requires a transition offensively. And I think you start to see that a little bit where, you know, they're having to do a little bit more running, a little bit more putting guys in motion, and trying to manufacture a little bit more offense than they would previously.
What's the, V-Mart is rehabbing down in Orlando. Is there any prognosis or timetable for him coming back?
Nothing lately. I saw reports that said that, you know, all indications were that he'd have a minimal DL stay, but that's not the impression I've been getting. As soon as he went on the DL, the impression, you know, from people around here was that they were going to take their time on this. If it was something they thought 2 weeks on the DL was going to fix, they would have done it a while ago. This is something, simple rest isn't going to do it. You have to strengthen everything. Yeah, time isn't enough. You have to be able to strengthen the muscles around that knee, be able to kind of get everything stronger. You saw the swings where, you know, the knee looked weak. And when you're talking about that type of, you know, meniscus surgery, that's not something that's going to heal with simple rest. So I think the best they can do is go to work on strengthening everything around it so that there's less pressure on it and that you have an overall stronger joint.
Well, we said going into the season, Beck, that because of some age and injury situations in the lineup and Victor coming off surgery being one of them, there would be a need for some young guys to step up. And Anthony Gose has been a great addition for them. But Nick Castellanos is a guy I think a lot of us targeted as a potential breakthrough or breakout candidate this year. Had a big night against the Brewers last week, but in terms of his overall performance, what have you seen from him? What are your expectations for him moving forward?
I see a guy who's struggling, you know, with being able to make adjustments to the way he's being pitched. He's showing better pitch recognition. He's shown some awfully good at-bats last week. You know, some pretty big ones at that, where he's been able to track pitches better than he did in 30 years, be able to foul off more, keeping himself alive in the count, waiting for that pitch that you can really do something with. But it's going to come in spurts. People forget, not just that he's in his second year of the league, it's that he's also still awfully young.
Yeah.
And he's still talking about a 22, 23-year-old kid who, you know, if not for the talent, you look at the age, And in a lot of situations, he'd still be in the minor leagues developing. But he just has so much talent. And the opening arose here that they were able to open a spot for him last year. This is part of the learning process, and they're going to have to deal with it. And they knew this coming in. I guess what you hope for with him is to be able to stay out of some of the bigger strikeouts in the double plays that have kind of been haunting this squad, and at least see more consistently good at-bats, even if the results aren't there at the end. And I think you see signs that that's on the horizon.
All right. Well, it's been a roller coaster ride for the Tigers here so far, and Beck has always done a great job describing the ride for us along the way, so I want to thank him for joining us. Beck, did you get your Brad Ausmus T-shirt yet?
You know what? I keep waiting for it. It hasn't arrived yet. I didn't get the tote bag either when that came out last year, though. So, yeah, I think I'm left off the mailing list.
Well, that's a shame. You got to get your hands on one of those. And in the meantime, I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers Edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.